Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're learning more about the suspect police have detained after shootings at spas in the Atlanta area. Six of the eight people killed were Asian. Captain Jay Baker of the Cherokee County Police addressed the question of the suspected shooter's motives today.
The suspect did take responsibility for the shootings. He does claim that it was not racially motivated.
WABE's Lisa Hagan joins us from Atlanta. And Lisa, some of the people there immediately connected the shooting to a rise in violence against Asian Americans, something we know is happening across the country. Police, though, have not made that connection. What do we know about the motives of the shooter?
That's right. Well, they specifically, investigators asked the suspect whether or not it was a racially motivated targeting. And he himself, you know, he confessed to doing it, but says that that wasn't his motive. What he does say is he has a self-diagnosed sex addiction. Those are his words. And he said that he was apparently trying to eliminate forms of temptation that were bothering him. That's what we've heard so far.
Had he been a customer, do we know, at these spas?
We do not know that.
Any other suspects right now?
Not at the moment.
And in terms of how police apprehended him to begin with, I understand that his family helped track him down.
That's right. There was security footage of him in the first location up in Cherokee County, and that was released. And apparently, as soon as they saw it, his parents called in to authorities and began helping track him down.
One person we know, Lisa, survived the attacks. What is that person's condition?
Stable condition at the moment.
Do we know anything about that person?
We do not.
And how about those who didn't survive? What do we know about them?
You know, we don't know a great deal right now. It's still incredibly early. We know their names, many of which are Asian. We know two of the victims were white. We know that the victims in Cherokee County ranged in age from 33 to 50 years old, or 54 years old. But we don't know if they were customers working there and anything like that.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms addressed the backdrop of rising hate crimes against Asian Americans. Let's hear what she said.
Obviously, whatever the motivation was for this guy, we know that many of the victims, the majority of the victims, were Asian. We also know that this is an issue that's happening across the country. It is unacceptable. It is hateful, and it has to stop.
So, Lisa, how are Atlanta authorities responding to the attacks, given that kind of context?
You know, Mayor Bottoms said that certainly her office and law enforcement was going to be open to coordinating with local Asian American communities and businesses, but it didn't seem like there were any plans in place to do that. Police do believe that they've stopped this from continuing. I think it's important to note that the mayor said that there has not been, unlike the rest of the country and many major cities, there hasn't been a reported uptick here of violence toward Asian Americans, and that's to police. But of course, not everyone reports crimes to the police, and I've seen some documentation of discrimination, at least 32 cases of discrimination last year against the Asian American community in Georgia.
And how about Atlantans you've spoken with? How are they reacting to the shootings?
I think there's a lot of anger right now. People are looking for folks to blame. There's been a lot of anger about the sort of tone of police officers thus far. One of the sheriff's office authorities said that the man was having a bad day yesterday. And I think he's been taken a bit out of context. He said it with as much incredulousness as was appropriate. But there's a tremendous amount of anger right now toward authorities of all kinds and, you know, feeling like the complaints about the fact that this was a hate motivated crime are not being taken seriously enough, that police are focusing too much on some of the other motivations they believe are involved.
All right. Thank you very much. Lisa Hagen, reporter for WABE in Atlanta. Thanks again.
Thank you.